Every spiritual path tells us that what we are seeking is inside us. When we're children, we learn to stop looking to ourselves to know what is so for us, and to begin to turn to others to know what is right. We learn to look first to parents, then teachers, friends, lovers, husband or wife, children, Jesus or the Buddha or God, all out there. The love, the acceptance, the approval is out there and must be earned somehow. Once we've completed the turn away from ourselves, away from our heart, we experience ourselves as separate and find ourselves in a fight for survival. I'm now a small self, adrift in a threatening world. My focus must be on surviving. Society offers us help in the form of various techniques and processes designed to enable us to cope better. But some of us, I would say the lucky ones, can't learn to cope. We keep having a nagging, unsettling sense that there is something fundamentally wrong with the whole structure. It's not just that I'm wrong, it feels bigger than that. This deep-down dissatisfaction will sometimes lead a person to consider the realm of the spirit. Maybe it's even bigger than I thought. The reason spiritual practice is essential in doing this work of going beyond self-hate is that in order to be free of self-hate, we must find the unconditional. We may not have the words or the concepts, but what we are longing for is something greater than this world, something lasting and secure. Of course, egocentricity, the illusion that you are separate from everything else, begins by thinking it can find this for itself. But initially, that doesn't matter. It's the looking that matters, not who is looking or what is being looked for. Egocentricity is conditional. It is dualistic. It is the process of believing oneself to be separate. An illusion of separateness is not capable of experiencing wholeness. A spiritual practice, if we are willing and patient and sincere, will eventually lead us to that which can embrace the egocentric, conditioned belief in separateness. As you learn to sit down, sit still, and pay attention, you begin to glimpse that which sees through the illusion, beyond the voices of society's conditioning, back to the original being. And slowly, that perceiving becomes more real than all you've been taught to believe. You begin to cease identifying with the small, frightened, socialized, conditioned person you always thought was the real you, and you gain a much broader view. With practice, you will move from being one who is hoping and looking to be saved to that which can save. You will begin to be the love, acceptance, and compassion you have always sought.